tuned in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the after show here at AfterBuzz TV for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Tonight we'll be discussing episode 11, It's Just a Scratch. Please don't forget to rate and comment on this show, both on YouTube and iTunes, and tweet us with the hashtag ABTVRHBH. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, tonight, and with me tonight, full panel, ladies, Introduce yourselves.
Hey, everybody, I'm Christy Olsen.
It is Megan Stecker. I'm back from the East Coast. I escaped the snowstorm.
Turner and I here.
Let's get into this episode. It's great to have a full panel of like four different opinions. So we're expecting some good comments.
A little cat scratch fever up
in there. So let's get into this cat scratch part. Did I miss it? I didn't see anybody get really scratched.
I think it was a jewelry scratch is really what it was.
Did it draw blood? I mean, I didn't see anything dramatic go down with the scratch.
I really wish we would have seen it close up because Brandy was making a mountain out of a molehill. She's like, oh my God, it's swelling.
You should have rewinded like we did last week when we analyzed.
Roll it back.
We
want to see you bleed, girl.
Well, we learned of this relationship between Kyle and Brandy, and apparently these girls are tight. They were on the phone 9 days earlier. They're just
Kim and Brandy.
So they're really tight. I didn't really get this so far. Did we know this?
Yeah. Well, there's been a couple times it's like randomly Kim was with Brandy at Brandy's house, and we were like, oh, she was a lesson five. She didn't get a line this week,
I know.
But so I guess it does make a little sense when Brandy's trying to fill in the blanks for everyone and say, like, we've been talking a lot. I've been her best friend. She's going through all this stuff with Monty, and I'm the only one there for her. I even called Kyle, and Kyle wants nothing to do with her. So it makes sense that Kim and Brandy had this favoritism with each other, and that Brandy was getting in the middle of Kyle and Kim. Like, that, it helped me fill in the blanks when Brandy was explaining.
Like, what is Kim doing with her spying on that ex-boyfriend and watching the Leanne show? I was like, why is Kim there? They're such good friends.
This.
But maybe now, they've been talking on the phone and she's been helping her through, supposedly.
Yeah, I want to see this camera footage of these 2 a.m. phone calls with Kim being a hot mess. Yeah, because we didn't know that was going on until Brandy just told us tonight.
Exactly.
There was a comment made, and I think it was Rinna that said it, but it was something like, they're there for each other in different ways. And so that made me think.
Ooh. She said it was kind of in maybe not a good way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it made me think that Brandy, who's definitely someone who's not afraid to talk about her drinking, we heard it tonight, I'm wondering if there's a little bit of an enabling going on.
Right. There was total enabling. And they were hanging on each other.
They were hanging on each other.
Literally.
I think they're enabling each other.
Those two girls, they looked like two chicks after like a high school dance. Like waiting for a car.
I love you.
Sorority girls waiting for the sober driver to show up.
For my sister.
I'm like, these are all women of a certain age, and they are acting like this, and they're comfortable enough to be doing this on camera where there's already a bunch of speculation on who's on what and who's doing what and are they together. It's just... It was a mess. And who was that guy that was looking out, overseeing the peeping Tom? It looked like her husband, Eileen's husband, but I don't know. Do we know?
I couldn't see who it was. I was assuming it was a production member who was trying to stay out of the shot, but yet still needed
to know. Did a poor job of it.
Yeah, like still needed to know what was going on. That was creepy.
Mm-hmm. I think they addressed that in Watch What Happens Live tonight. Unfortunately, as we tape this episode, that show is currently on air, so we're not there to see that portion, but I think that is going to come out, and I'm sure one of our commenters will be glad to fill us in on who that is.
We'll watch it.
We'll get home tonight.
So let's talk more about what went down that driveway. Eileen says it was a brawl. Well, I mean, that's nothing like a brawl.
It was weird that Eileen and Lisa were hanging out in the kitchen and didn't go outside.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To see the continuation of the shoving match. I mean, did they miss
Did they miss
the first half of the shoving match?
I think they probably didn't see Brandy and Kyle get into it. They just heard it, and then they kind of walked outside. Okay. I think that's what
it seemed like a deliberate attempt to stay out of it.
Yeah.
Right? But
yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, my favorite part of the episode was the single shot they had of the upside-down pizza on the floor.
Our eighth cast member tonight, the upside down pizza.
Yeah, it was just like, they were like having a commentary. There's so much going on, and they just kind of like do a little like jolt zoom in on this pizza just to show that like we will rebuild.
Well, it was like, it was perfect that
there is more wax paper.
Oh my God.
It's perfect that they included that Kim even brought that up, because it shows that they were a little far gone. Mm-hmm. Like, sober women wouldn't be like, what happened to my pizza? Oh, I'm sorry. Getting pizza after drinking is a drunk thing. Like, you don't just go get pizza.
Good point.
Now, I've been talking about this show last week and this week, and it's just the thing I keep going back to is the behavior of these women. Now, let's talk about Kyle's behavior specifically, because she was a complete mess. Now, certain people are like, hey, she didn't even do enough. Like, she should have, like, flipped out. Other people are like, she's full of it. Now, Brandy's saying that she basically doesn't want anything to do with the situation. She's done. So what do we think of her reaction to what happened in the driveway?
Again, it's all I felt this way. I was scratched. I this and that. Your sister is going through something, Kyle. Acknowledge it. Make it about her.
What was with the cigarette? I have to go there.
Yes, the electronic cig in Kyle's hand. That was a surprise,
was
right?
Was it electronic?
It looked pretty hard.
She wasn't smoking earlier.
Because she was all clenchy fists, yeah. And I feel like if that was a real cig, it would have been turned to dust.
She
right?
had that out in Eileen's house. Because mm-hmm. after she got pushed down that step, she had it. I was like, is she smoking in someone's house? And then you pointed out it was fake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so did Kim give her that? And they were like, let's go outside and smoke and talk, maybe?
Well, they were sort of smoking cigars at the table, and okay. they seemed like they thought they're old school, so they think that's like an old school cute poker night thing to puff on the cigars. And I know last week I said Kim looked cute, but smoking is not cute, whether it's electronic or real. And we really just didn't. That was a surprise.
I
to
think
see
it's
Kyle
just,
with that in your hand.
I think it's stupid if it's electronic. Like, I just can't get behind those vapes, and I just can't. I'm sorry. I will not. I just can't understand that. But okay,
that wasn't you smoking outside.
I felt like a major A-list celeb, super drunk at a restaurant, like vaping away. And it was the saddest thing ever.
Like Jenny McCarthy in the commercials.
I don't want to say and have his people come after me. Okay. He's kind of major.
Okay.
I'll tell you guys after the show.
Oh, that's no fun.
I'm like afraid.
Yeah. A mess. Oh, wow.
You can give us hints later.
Right. Yeah, right.
I don't know. I felt for Kyle. I did. I felt for her last week, and I felt for her this week. I felt like she saw her sister, even if she had been annoyed with her all of these years, all of the summer, all of whatever, in that moment she saw her sister making a fool of herself in front of the cameras, and she was embarrassed, and nervous for her sister, all of these emotions, and then pain in the neck Brandy has to get in her business, be in the middle of it like she's all of a sudden Kim's best friend. I just really felt for Kyle. I felt her frustration, her embarrassment, her anger probably with Kim, like, get it together already. Mm-hmm. I just felt for her.
I felt
all
her
around.
Too.
What, all
so
around.
What would have you done in her position?
I think I would have killed Brandy. I would have. Because this is like, goes beyond reality TV, goes beyond friendship. This is your family member with a health issue. Mm-hmm. I would be like, get out of here.
But
like,
see,
I would go nuts.
I blame Kim too, because Kim would not leave Brandy's side. So if this was a real situation, and obviously your sister's trying to get your attention, you need to get her alone. But Kim wasn't into it. She wasn't going to do it. So it's like, I blame her too.
Yeah. And at what point do they just let this go? Do they just say, okay, the cameras are here, we're family, I'm going to call you later, girl, I'm going to stop by your house.
Right.
Like, let's just let this go for tonight. It clearly wasn't going to go anywhere good.
Right.
After
see,
all that.
I that's a smart way of looking at it, but I think Kyle just is way too melodramatic, and she's not going to let it go. I think she this is like her life, and she's so afraid to see this play out on camera too.
They ruined her night. Shame on them.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like she's like in such denial over all of this, and we know that, but also to have it play out on the cameras, I feel like she doesn't know like how to work with the production. Like, I feel like she wants to do that off camera, but she wants to deal with it now because she's so emotional and so dramatic, but the cameras are there, so she doesn't know what to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So she's stuck. It's right. messy. Yeah. Yeah.
Girl, get savvy. You've been on this show for a while.
I know. Turn off the mic pad.
Yeah. Exactly. I felt like she was really holding back because the cameras were around, and yep. she felt so, you could see her like looking around and feeling frustrated and storming off, and you could tell she just wanted to like throw Brandy down, yes. but she's not that type of person, mm-hmm. but Brandy deserved it at that point. I did feel for Kyle, yeah. same as Fern.
Yeah, and then Brandy got so ghetto. Oh
my God. Well, that's not a surprise.
Yeah. Brandy was screaming at her that she was ghetto, right?
Right, yes.
Just a lot
it
of
was just messy.
Mouth.
Messy and Eileen Davidson's driver. It's the first time that happened. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, and again, Eileen was just sort of like the boring voice of reason. Like,
totally.
I thought,
let's not do this, lady. Hilarious.
She was funny.
Let's get like, Neosporin and be done with it.
She goes, she was like, get a grip. Get some Neosporin.
That's that when was, you pointed out that Lisa yeah. Rinna and Eileen Davidson, the two soap stars, are the voice of reason on the show.
I said, who would have thought the two actress soap stars who you think would be so dramatic and not all there mentally, because they kind of described actresses that the two of them joking around described actresses that way earlier in the season. Yeah. That those two are the most boring voices of reason this season.
They're both the most normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That just goes to show you how nuts everybody is. Yeah.
They're crazier than actresses. Right. That's psycho.
That's saying
pretty far gone.
That's saying something.
Well, let's talk about Brandy's accusation that Kyle is completely done with Kim and that she calls her up and she's like, not my problem anymore. I don't particularly hear those words coming out of Kyle's mouth, but we know that Kyle has this kind of this wish that she had, her, you know, her mother when she passed away asked Kyle to take care of Kim. So I feel like she's checked out over it, but she keeps replaying in her mind that she promised her mother she had to take care of the sister, so she's still obligated, but she's not involved anymore, but she needs to be, and it's just back and forth. That's my perspective. What do you think?
Kim is the one thing that's not perfect in Kyle's life. She's got this great family, this perfect husband. Their wealth just continues to be massive, and they're flying on private jets, and she's going on vacation, and she has to worry about her addict sister. Boo. Like, it's sort of like, you know what, Kyle? Deal with it, you know?
I actually get it. I think I would feel a lot like Kyle in that it's a it's so hard to have something that's a constant problem, and you're constantly worried about their well-being, and are they going to die, and is something really bad going to happen? Like, God forbid she had a couple too many drinks and got behind the wheel of a car or something. Yeah. And I think the fact that, you know, it's a woman of her same age, and they've known each other since birth, since your, you know, consciousness comes into being as a small child. And it's so hot. Like, I think I would feel that way if my sister had that problem. We're extremely close in age, and our relationship can be very dramatic, I would say. And I get it. I get her feeling like, I can't do this anymore. This needs to be about me sometimes, that I need to, like, self-preserve my mental state. I can't.
But Kim's been doing so well. And I mean, by all accord, their family really kind of has gotten a break from this. And Kim is dealing with a lot, too. And I just feel like if you look at what Kim is dealing with versus what Kyle's dealing with, her sister's an addict, when Kim is dealing with, I am an addict and my ex-husband is dying, everything else, you just sort of want, I just really want Kyle to, like, be okay with a little bit of drama, okay? Everyone's life can't be, like, this perfect charmed life, this enchanted thing. Like, just deal with it. It's your one problem. Get over it.
But, but maybe she feels like, I have four daughters, I have a husband, I have enough to worry about. You know, you're constantly worried about the people you love, and then you have this person who she loves. She's her sister, and she's constantly worried about her. I think she's probably exhausted.
Right.
I think she's probably like, I'm tired of this. As much as she loves her and wants to take care of her and wants to be there for her, she seems just tired of it. Mm-hmm. Tired.
And it almost doesn't even matter because, like they said in the show, if you want to get past that, you have to want it yourself. You have to want to do the work. And so if Kim isn't into that, then it doesn't matter how many people pull her to the side or have a fight in the driveway to get her attention. It's just not going to work either way.
This is one little slip up, you know. Yeah. We've seen Kim's been doing really great.
She has.
Yeah. She really has.
It's a sad thing about addiction. You know, if someone has diabetes, it doesn't affect their personality. But someone has addiction, it affects their personality, and it makes you, the other person, you know, your people who love you, feel like they don't know you anymore. It's so complicated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, in her defense, if she's telling the truth about taking something for pain, I really don't feel like it was a I need a fix moment for her.
Yeah.
I think she actually was in pain, and she did take something to try
She's
to help herself.
She's in the
herself.
Hospital, for goodness sake. Right. She
so
must
I
have
think
been in pain.
It was that situation more than like, oh my God, Kim had a drink, or oh my God, Kim took pills.
Right.
I really do think, unfortunately, she probably shouldn't be taking anything, and she should have gone to the doctor. But that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, the doctor
LA,
did.
That's what the doctors do.
Yeah, well, the doctor did prescribe her those pills.
But see, was that when she got her nose? Like, I wonder if it was like the nose job pills. Remember, she said she didn't take anything, but they prescribed her stuff. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if it's from that.
Right. Mm. And she did specify that it was something that was given to her that was prescribed to her.
Right.
She did make that point.
I'm just laughing because the nose job pills is only in Beverly Hills. Only in Beverly Hills.
We live for this stuff. Come on.
So do you guys think that Brandy was being a good friend, trying to protect Kim and keep her away from Kyle, thinking that I think Brandy legitimately thinks that Kyle and Kim's relationship is volatile, and she thinks that she was doing the right thing tonight. I've been very hard on Brandy. We all know I'm not a Brandy fan.
Do you think she thought
she was being a good friend?
I think
at least
genuinely thought that she understands her after all these late night phone calls.
Right.
Yeah.
But physically assaulting her sister. And
well, that's the alcohol.
That was mutual, I think.
Well, see, that's the alcohol, though.
And minor.
No, stop, while you're drunk is ridiculous.
Yeah. It was unattractive.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
Yeah, she made the wrong moves physically, but I think in her mind, she believed she was doing the right thing. She was coming from a good place, because in her opinion, Kyle's done, and she's been the only one there for her sister.
She does seem to legitimately care about
Kim.
Right.
Yeah. What an interesting pairing. If I saw those two, you know, I would never think they would be so tight.
Yeah.
Especially how they started out.
Especially how they
started.
With
the slut pig comment. A classic.
The finger in the face.
I love when they flash back to Brandy on crutches fighting at that. Wasn't it like another game night or something?
Yes, it was.
Yep. So Kim's in the hospital. We left her there with a supposed ulcer. Who knows what's really she's in there
what
for.
What about Lisa? I couldn't get over Lisa Rinna's comments the whole ride home. Right. First of all, Kyle just wants to die of embarrassment and like forget
she's
this ever happened.
She's like hiding in
go
that car.
Go home and cry in her pillow. And Lisa Rinna's just go on her freaking high horse about, oh, I know all about addiction in the family and this is way too much drink. There's too much drinking going on. Everybody's drinking.
Brandy needs to go to rehab.
I'm like, have you not watched the show before you sang up? What did you think you were signing up for?
There's alcohol raging like crazy.
It's 40 and 50 something sorority night out, okay?
Oh, Lord.
And I love how they cut to Kim, like, I mean, Kyle, just with her head down, like, shut up.
Kyle's like this the whole time.
She was trying to disappear into those leather seats.
She was defeated. Oh, and then they cut back to the other car with them two. Kim and Brandy,
well,
that was perfect.
They were sort of trying to play it, like, as if Lisa was talking about Kim, but she wasn't. She was talking about Brandy.
Yeah.
And she made some kind of serious allegations, like, Brandy has alcoholism, she needs to go to rehab. And that's something that we've touched on a little bit in past seasons. And I think, I don't know, we can all agree that Brandy's, like, a hot mess on the pills and the liquor, but I don't know that she necessarily has an addiction. Mm-hmm. I think she just has a hot mess syndrome.
I don't think she has an addiction either. I think she's just an unhappy person, and you are who you are when you're drunk.
Right.
If you're an angry person, you're angry about things in your life. When you get drunk, you're going to be an angry drunk. Mm-hmm. If you're a happy person, you're a happy drunk. So she needs to work on her anger issues and her other issues first.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I was going to talk about Brandy and kind of break it down. But let's just, while we're on this topic, let's go into her right now. Like, let's get into her kind of, like, is she addicted to chaos? Is she, like Lisa said, always into the center of attention? You
she's
know,
addicted to chaos.
Yeah, what do you think? I mean, I think she's personally very attention-seeking, although her behavior on Celebrity Apprentice is totally the opposite. We cannot figure
it
out.
I know we say that every single week, but
we
can't. It's a different
she's
brand
like,
of Danville.
She's stable?
Normal.
Yeah, I mean, she's not like pulling out comments that are like, you know, she's not coming out with things to left field.
Yeah.
I would think she would be cursing, immature, starting drama.
I would as well. You know That's what I predicted.
Wow. You know, we learned last night that this show is shot, Celebrity Apprentice is shot very close together, like back to back. I think she's just tired. I think there's no time to fool around, no time
too
to drink
champagne.
I think that maybe the producers expect of her and suggest to her maybe on this show, we want you to be the firecracker.
This is your
role. Please have as much alcohol as you want that, you know, your normal three glasses a night or whatever it is.
Three bottles she walked out with from her house.
There you go. And no one is prompting her. She got in the vehicle with her three bottles and her glass. I mean, she's no one's telling her to drink. I think that's literally like if there were no cameras on, at the end of the day, that's what Brandi Glanville does. She puts away a bottle of rosé or two or three.
Well, Eileen thinks
she
needs...
probably like a lot of Beverly Hills housewives.
Well, Eileen thinks she needs to go to rehab. Do we think we're at that place with Brandi where she needs to be go away for a few months?
I think she needs to work on rehab.
Yeah. It's like more of a mental, let's get you stable situation. Yeah.
Like, and we've known her for so many years now. And we've heard about what she's gone through. And it all still seems to come back to the issue with Eddie Cibrian and Leanne and Sheena. She keeps bringing up these things that were so many years ago. I think it is cannot be more clear that Brandi just needs to heal.
Yes.
Exactly. She really does. Yeah,
exactly.
Instead of self-medicating.
Yeah. It would be great if she could heal and then find something productive to do besides the housewives.
Yeah.
Find a good guy. Happiness is the best revenge. I think that that would be the that's what I would
describe. And if JR cheated on you too, girl, lose him. We just heard that she was hanging out with him again.
Yeah. Learn your lesson.
You know,
find a good man.
That is a great point about needing time to heal. I feel like she's been stuck in this little time warp where she's been, her relevancy is based on
reliving
this problem. Mm-hmm. And it comes up in every interview, and the other two have their reality show that they're talking about it there too. And it's just, they're stuck in this little time warp and she'll never be able to get past it emotionally if she's based her whole life, relevancy, career, income on this scandal.
It's her selling point. Yeah. Right. The books, everything.
Right. That's a good point. Who knows if she'll ever get past it?
I hope so. I mean, how many years have to pass?
Who knew that we could come to like Brandi Glanville?
I feel for her.
Yeah. And you know what? We had Lisa Gibbons.
We still think she's a mean drunk, but we feel.
We had the very, very fantastic Lisa Gibbons on our Celebrity Apprentice after show last night. And to hear someone that is so respected and so poised, so smart, like Lisa Gibbons, speak highly of Brandi Glanville and say that she really respected her and she related to her, that made me sort of sit back and be like, okay, maybe Brandi's not so bad if Lisa Gibbons thinks she's cool.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. She's just too crazy for me to wrap my mind around, but I don't want to defend her completely because she is very childish and she has a lot of work to do.
I don't really get how she's addicted to chaos when as soon as she creates it, she can't take the heat. Like, she cannot. When it's the day after, it's this constant, I had anxiety all day about this and I wanted to apologize. Or, like, people come to her. You know, Eileen came to her in a very, like, woman-to-woman way and very calmly said,
aggressive.
Like, I just wanted you to know it upset me that you said that. And nothing about her tone was, you know, made to feel Brandi on, was made... She didn't want to make Brandi feel on edge.
No,
she just wanted to be, like, woman-to-woman as an adult. You know, I just felt that was wrong.
Right. Well,
and Brandi's like, no, I can take it. It's okay.
She couldn't even look at her.
Yeah, and it's like, you create all this chaos, but you cannot take it. The minute you're sober, you cannot deal with the results. So I don't know what her addiction is, but it is something.
We have seen that time and time again from her. She creates all this craziness. Yeah. She says all these terrible things and makes enemies and then wants everyone else to just be like, oh, it's cool. It's all right.
Wine in the face. And you know, like,
you know what? This girl's like two different people. That's how I view her. There's drunk Brandi and that's somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not saying that sober Brandi is sweet, but she can't own up to anything and she's still equally as childish. Right. But they're two different vast actions going on there.
And, like, is Brandi from Beverly Hills putting on an act, or is Brandi on Celebrity Apprentice putting on an act of like, no, I'm actually prim and proper and I can do this and be normal and it's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to drink during this few weeks and I'm actually going to, you know, it's like, which one is the real Brandi? Yeah.
I think that's what will always keep her being a reality star. That's what will keep us always interested in her, is who is the real Brandi?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And she maybe doesn't even know at this point.
Well, it's interesting to see newcomer Eileen try to figure it out. She's trying to serve as a mother figure. She's saying that she's uncomfortable by Brandy's actions, like we mentioned. And, I mean, I applaud her for reaching out, but, I mean, I just don't think that's ever going to really change anything. I mean, she has to just accept. Some people, you just have to accept them for how that's their way. That's it. So I don't know what Eileen thinks she's going to get out of that. They're never going to be close. If she has, if Eileen has such a strong reaction and impression of Brandy at this point, I don't see it turning around. No. But to switch things around, Kim and Brandy, from slut pig to
BFFs. It's been a few years, yeah.
What do you think the producers are saying about Eileen? I think they're saying, what are we paying her for?
Really?
Exactly. I'm with you on this one. 750 grand down the tuber, honey. More rings.
So you're saying so that's how much she supposedly
makes. Yes.
For just doing
more than any of the other Beverly Hills housewives.
Right. I like that we're getting a voice of reason and calm from her. Mm-hmm. And I think she gives some good one-liners every now and then. But, like, no, with that paycheck.
Right. She can be a secondary. She can be a housewife's friend at this point.
I think she's getting her feet wet, and I think we have to wait until they go on this Amsterdam trip, and then I will judge her as a housewife.
So maybe we're being impatient.
Yeah, I mean, watching herself back and then seeing season two, what she brings to the table.
I mean, you know, I'll also say we are on episode 11. We are 11 episodes in with this woman. I mean, we could see a little bit more, but I'm going to reserve my judgment until after this trip. Because, you know, I love a good housewives trip, and everything goes crazy, and it's constant. They're living in the middle of chaos. So, Brandy will love it. It'll be a vacation.
That's they're going true. To Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and there were reports when they went, this was several months ago, this was filmed, that they were suspecting that Kim was off the wagon, and there's definitely some stuff that's going to go down there. Yeah.
And that's where Brandy met her next boyfriend, right? But then he broke up with her on email in September.
Oh,
God. So we're going to see that.
Can we even believe this anymore?
What happened to the beefcake mover boy?
I think he was just a one-night stand.
She should be embarrassed to be behaving like that with two kids camera. I mean, it's one thing if she was like a bachelorette or whatever. It's like, you know, that's who they're going to represent as that lifestyle. But I mean, you know, she's got kids. Come on, you're married.
Those kids are thoroughly humiliated. And it's not just her fault either. There's two other people involved in that.
I know I bring up her age.
Those are the victims.
I bring up her age every week. But I mean, it's a reality of her truth that she is of a certain age and she acts like she's 21. So
she is. Stand by. I have this written down. Go ahead, keep talking.
Okay. I want to talk about the jewelry party. I thought it was going to be a good idea in the beginning, and it quickly kind of went like
Brandy's 42.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You mentioned it. Usually it's always me that's bringing up
Kyle. She doesn't look a day over 35.
I know, right? And Kyle's 45. Oh, Taylor's 43.
Oh my God, this is awful. Let's keep going.
Yeah, right.
Tell us more.
I did this
They're
research.
All so much older
Some
than
commenters
us.
Our very first weeks had a problem with us saying that Lisa Vanderpump was much older or something, and people were like, "No, she's not that much older." Okay, so Brandy's 42, Lisa Vanderpump's 54.
Wow.
Adrian's 53. Camille is 46.
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle's 45. Yolanda's 50.
Dang, wow. She looks great.
Lisa Rinna's 51. Gosh. And Taylor's 43.
And Eileen is supposedly in her low 50s. I think
I forgot to look Eileen up.
I think she's like, I want to say 54.
Wow. Seriously? Is this just all they have left to do at this point? Their careers have been whatever they've all been individually, and they just want to sit around and drink rosé and yell at each other?
Maybe.
And get paid 750 grand a year? I mean, it's really not a bad deal. What the hell are we all going to be doing when we're 50?
This show gives them great opportunities in different platforms. Yes. I mean, how many housewives have written books and have a jewelry line?
Have ghost written books.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I mean, it's like, you know, who would say no to it?
Eileen's 55?
Wow.
Okay, I knew that when I was trying to be nice.
Okay, she doesn't hold it.
I knew that when I was trying to be nice.
Okay, that means she's older than Lisa Vanderpump and looks way better, like way less work done.
She looks younger than most of the other housewives.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. This is a PSA for not having too much work done to your face.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's like living here and seeing everyone's faces, like it's so obvious and it makes you look older somehow. It just does. Mm-hmm. Not like you're trying to be younger and it calls you out for being a woman of a certain age. It just does make you look older.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Brandy especially, so she's the youngest out of that bunch. She clearly has the most stuff shot in her face. And that just kind of makes you think, like, wait, how old is she?
Yeah.
Well, let's bring it full circle to my one of my favorite moments, where when Kim told Taylor, why don't you go blow up your lips more?
Oh, I loved it.
Now we're full circle. Love it. So this jewelry party did absolutely nothing for me except to watch these women try to be a mother to Brandy and try to give her advice. And, of course, Lisa was like, I'm done. Lisa's like, I already told her, like, I'm out. Mm-hmm. Lisa is not even on this show. Is she in the opening anymore?
So she didn't even know about the poker party. Nobody had even called her about it.
She doesn't care, I don't think.
Well, it just stuck out to me in a way that, oh, P.S., she's not in touch with anyone. Like, she's not actually on a friend level with anyone that she knew. Right. She didn't know about this.
Because the next day, someone would have called her and been like, you wouldn't believe what happened last night.
I think she's doing that to spite them, to be like, you know what? You're watching me on the show bad enough, and I'm here.
I didn't want to do it. Yep.
When her storyline is having a sixth jog come back from bad puppy camp, I mean, this is like the worst version of phoning it in I've ever seen for
this
franchise.
When Rumpy and Pumpy is storyline... Something's gotta change.
Oh, and not that we don't love to see the puppies.
No, we love Rumpy and Pumpy.
But I'm done looking at the geese, though, or the swans. I feel like they've been on quite a bit, yeah. So let's
kinda
just...
like that.
Really? Brandy, we'll talk about her one last time, because I thought Andre would bring this up. She claims she is not a mean girl, and I want to know, is she basically a mean girl or what?
She's a sad girl. She's that mean girl that you look at and go, oh, honey, you act that way because of how you feel about yourself.
Yes.
And it's almost so obvious that you can't even be offended by what she's doing because you know that it comes from a place of insecurity and unhappiness.
Right. And a mean girl would be mean sober. Brandy's not. Brandy's a shy little kitten sober. She can't handle anybody confronting her even in a nice way. She just has a problem with her mouth and drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's a mean girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it, because if you're saying these things when you're drunk, you need to be held responsible, you know, held accountable. That's really what you feel.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered. You're doing it to be funny, to get attention for yourself, and you don't care who you hurt. That's a mean girl, and she needs to change her ways.
Oh, that's a good point, not caring about who she hurts. That I do believe. Yeah.
Well, I think she's kind of a mean girl, too, but she's not the only one on this show.
True.
So, let's be real.
See, like, Lisa Vanderpump, to me, is a mean girl, because she'll say all these little, all these little nasty comments in a polite tone, and then you're like, what? Why would you say that to me? And she's like, what, darling? What are you talking about? Like, and so, like, what? What? What did I say? That's a mean girl to me. Just very conniving.
Yeah, she's a passive mean girl.
And always in control of the situation.
I think Lisa's just so far above all this that it comes off as that. It comes off as condescending because she really is just that much better than everybody else. You know what I mean? The mean girl to me, I think, is Kyle. Like, you go back to high school and you think of that girl, that's Kyle. All about me, selfish, the charmed life, the everything that's worked out for her. Kyle's the mean girl for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kyle's had her very mean girl moments.
Very much so.
But, you know, I agree with Lisa, though. Sorry.
Really?
Well,
I don't know. I'm like, what? I like Kyle. What?
It's great. We all have different opinions.
Very.
So, Team Lisa, who on this panel is still Team Lisa?
I am.
I do love Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah. I
okay.
do. Yeah.
Vanderpump?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, please. The woman who brought us Vanderpump Rules has made my life worth living. Okay.
I don't like her on this show. Other than that, love her. Love her on Vanderpump Rules. Because that's my favorite show.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Lisa Rinna. Check her Twitter feed, girl.
Lisa Rinna, get in here. Hey. We love you. We've never said anything bad about you.
I know.
You hear us talking us about everybody else. We never said anything mean about you, girl.
Huge fans of hers. Come on.
And I think everyone else is. I'm constantly seeing articles about how great she is on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's just adorable.
No doubt. No doubt if Lisa Rinna was here, she'd be making some news. So let's talk about news and gossip that we have tonight.
There it is. Roll that effect, honey.
All right.
Who has any?
Any news?
No, I was just trying to look up Lisa's.
Oh, we talked about the lawsuit last week about Joanna Krupa suing Brandy Glanville for slander, and the suit hadn't been filed, but it has since been filed, so Joanna Krupa lives another day in the news.
And again, I don't know how either one of them are going to win this. They're going to put so much money in these lawyers' pockets trying to fight this for really no reason.
For what? Yeah.
Let it play out. Make a special, Bravo. Do a reunion like that. Joanna Krupa versus Brandi Glanville. Put them on separate couches, put Andy Cohen in the middle, and let him get paid for it instead of the lawyers. That's what I want to see.
They could easily do that with the Watch What Happens Live Clubhouse. I mean, have a special. Right. Do that all
Judy
set up.
Come in.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you watch Kyle on Watch What Happens Live?
I have it on my TV.
Have you seen
it? Is that tonight?
No,
or
last
week? Last week. She said a whole lot of nothing again.
Miss Kyle. I was going to say, she really didn't address anything, so there's nothing related to even discuss there, but she had a puss on her face through all the flashbacks, so apparently this is still really affecting her emotionally. Mm-hmm. So no doubt all this emotion will come out in that reunion, so that's something to look forward to. So let's look forward to some predictions for next week then.
Ooh.
And now, you're after Buzz's TV.
Well, if you think Kyle's a mean girl or not, she's definitely telling her sister off next week.
And that's the last thing she needs to be doing. I can't wait to see how that all sort of goes down. It kind of looks like a replay of tonight, of the driveway. Mm-hmm. And I'm anxious to see them go at it again.
And it's Brandi's fault again.
Yeah.
Showing up to the party uninvited.
I love an uninvited guest.
Oh, yes.
I think it's great.
So good.
Ding dong. He's there.
Invited by production.
Yeah.
Not invited by Kyle.
I feel like Kim has it coming next week with the double bird in the face. Because it's like...
Wait, what?
Because Kyle gives her the bird, the middle finger.
Oh, right, okay.
There's your caring sister, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Well, look, I think she's had it with, like, Brandi interfering and being like, I'm a better friend to your sister than you are. And, like, Kim just sits there crying, like, like, it's time that Kyle's like, go F yourself. Get it together. You're putting me in the middle of this. Not fair.
Mm. A lot of years of build-up on stuff like that, too, though.
Yeah. And when your ex-husband is dying is probably not the time to flip your fingers in your sister's face. But we'll see what the real deal is, I guess.
Well, she can't hold back anymore. Brandi keeps shoving her around.
Right. Well, that will do it. Ladies, where can we follow you in the world of social media?
Tweet me and tell me how much you hate what I've said about whoever.
Yeah, right.
Tweet me at Christy Reports. I love interacting with you guys. Let us know what you think about this, please.
All right, you guys, tweet me over my pro-Kyle, anti-Kim situation. It's Megan. You guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker. I'm also on Instagram, same handle.
You can find me on Facebook at Fern Rone and Twitter at Fern Rone, where I started the hashtag Thank You Michael Bolton.
Oh my God, I love it.
And you can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. That'll do it for us here, AfterBuzzers. Thanks for checking us out. Until next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.